We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we conclude our series of studies on the bride's attire. Our text for these sermons have been Jeremiah 2, verse 32, in which the passage states, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Israel in Old Testament days often forgot God and His graciousness to them. Likewise, the church of the New Testament age often turned away from the sound doctrine with which she should adorn herself as the bride of Christ. The bond of love should cause the bride to be loyal and devoted to Christ, never to forget the bride's attire. Only such love and true fidelity could have characterized such men as Polycarp, as he died at the stake with the name of Christ on his lips. True love is the foundation rock upon which this spiritual marriage relationship between Christ and His church exists. Surely there can be no doubt about it. Christ loved the church. Christ loved the church sufficiently to die for it. He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." John 15:13. Of this marriage and Christ's love for the church, Paul wrote, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it. For no man ever hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church." In Ephesians 5:25-29. If we, members of the Lord's church, love and trust Christ, to whom we are spiritually married, then we would obey Him, motivated by love. Jesus declared, "As the Father hath loved me, so I love you. Continue ye in my love. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." John 15:9-10. The Apostle John wrote, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." 1 John 5:3. To cease to love Christ and obey His commandments is to forget the bride's attire. Our Lord wishes to present the church to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, as expressed in Ephesians 5:27. But how often the bride has forgotten her attire? Many times. The wedding vows have been broken, the wedding garments have been stained and spotted by sin, and a state of spiritual adultery exists. Worldliness and ungodliness in the church is nothing short of spiritual adultery. Like Israel, Christ's bride has often forgotten her attire and played the harlot with many lovers. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him," expressed John in chapter 2 and 15th verse of the first epistle. James declared that those who forget the bride's attire may be living in spiritual adultery and are not acceptable unto God. This is what he has to say. Hear him. Are you listening? "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." James 4:4. Worldliness, ungodliness, and unrighteousness characterize the lives of many who profess to be Christians. Drunkenness, fornication, adultery, reveling, dancing, all have become standard in the modern society in which we live today. But members of the Lord's church, guilty of works of the flesh, have defiled their wedding garments and are living in spiritual adultery. This is what the inspired apostle said. This is what God says. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, witchcraft, immolation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians 5:19-21. The Apostle Paul warned the elders of the church of the Lord in Ephesus that there would be some who would alienate themselves, whose love would be alienated from Christ. He said, "Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of the Lord which ye hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing grievous wolves are in and among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." Acts 20, 28, 30. The Lord sent a message to the church in Ephesus stating, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore when thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent." Revelation 2, 4, and 5. The bride forgot her attire and left her first love. She fell, was alienated from Christ. It was necessary that she remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Otherwise, Christ said, "I will remove thy candlestick." Fellowship between Christ and his church, his bride, must be compatible. The love of Christ for his bride can never be questioned, but the lack of love and fidelity of members of the church to Christ often cause alienation. The church at Laodicea had become rich and complacent, lukewarm and nauseating. As the result, Christ said, "I will spew thee out of my mouth." Christ is revealed as being on the outside of the church. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He said, "Forgiveness may be obtained by the penitent members of the church, who will open thine eyes that thou mayest seest, and clothe thyself in white garments." His admonition was, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. He that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne." Revelation 3, 19, 21. Many husbands and wives have wrecked their homes and wrecked their lives because of unfaithfulness and disloyalty. But the greatest wreck of all is the shipwrecked faith. The shipwrecked faith of a member of the Lord's church. One who has alienated himself from Christ so much that he has become a servant of Satan. Read 1 Timothy 1, 19 and 20. Worldliness, ungodliness, unrighteousness, and false doctrines have caused alienation of affections and fidelity on the part of many members of the Lord's church, the bride of Christ. Concerning those who have become alienated from Christ, the Apostle Peter wrote, "For if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after having known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them." 2 Peter 2, 20-21. It is most encouraging to know that even if a part of the church does become alienated from Christ, having forgotten the bride's attire, the individual Christian may remain loyal and devoted to the Lord with the promise of eternal life in heaven. The Lord sent a message to the church at Sardis, saying, "Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 3, 4, and 5. No doubt, when the Lord returns, he will find many members of his church living in spiritual adultery, having joined themselves with bodies which are not the Lord's church, wearing and honoring names which are not the Lord's name, living in sin and unrighteousness. Do you think for one moment that Christ will just overlook such infidelity and give the unfaithful members of the church mansions in heaven, the same to be expected by those who are loyal and faithful to him? There is but one answer. For the unfaithful, the doom will be an eternity of punishment in hell, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 13, 41, 42. Where will you spend eternity? Have you adorned the bride's attire? And do you honor the Lord's name and respect that attire today? Remember, we cannot afford to forget the bride's attire.